Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
US 99, so we're a couple days away before we're all going to be celebrating Thanksgiving. Good morning, it's Styles and Roman, and I think I'm going to speak for every kid right now. No one liked vegetables growing up as a kid. I feel like we appreciate them more as an adult, but green bean casserole, when I was a kid, my cousin Danielle used to always bring it over to the house, and it almost like scared me. I was like, no, get it away from me. And now, isn't it like the greatest thing ever?
Good stuff. My mom makes a mean green bean casserole. Sarah, you have a food that is going to make everybody sick, I think. What is it?
So my husband and his parents are actually from Poland.
All right, so. Polish. Why is no one else clapping?
Wait, you may want to wait for this story to be told before you claim that.
So I was taken by surprise when they brought fish out of a tube and fish jello.
Yeah, ooh. Polish.
Okay, we've never done that in my house. Wait, you said fish jello?
Fish jello.
I feel like there's a Polish joke about to be said pretty soon.
No,
I think the Polish joke is fish jello. I think that's just the joke right there.
And what the hell? They eat it? Like, what's going on?
Yeah, it was like a brownish jello with a fish in it, and it was everything you would expect.
Oh, so Sarah, you ate it?
My mother-in-law kind of gave me a look like I had to try it, and I don't mess with her.
Is this something you ever try again?
Only if she's looking at me.
So where are you celebrating Thanksgiving this year?
At her house.
Yeah, you know what you gotta eat? Some more fish jello!
yep.
Styles and Roman, mornings on US 99.
US 99 and fish jello. Sandra on the phone from Barrington. What's the food you're not looking forward to eat on Thanksgiving?
Beets.
Yeah, you know, I'm not a big beets guy.
You know what? Beets are delicious. I love beets, but you know what happens if you go to the bathroom after you eat a whole bunch of beets?
Right. Yeah. It's kind of scary, right?
The first time it happened, it scared me so bad. While I was going to the washroom, I Googled, am I dying right now?
Honestly, like, I don't know what this is, and I don't want to know what this is.
Let's just put it this way. The toilet is all red.
All right, stop.
No.
Jen from Woodstock on the phone. What Thanksgiving food are you not a fan of?
Brussels sprouts.
All right. So as a kid, I hated, I would like going to shakes. But as an adult, I love Brussels sprouts. They're really, really good.
I keep trying them because everyone says, oh, no, it's different. Your taste buds have changed and it still tastes the same to me like dirt.
Shameless plug. But if you could ever come downtown, go to a restaurant called Sunda. They have a Brussels sprout salad that is to die for and it'll get you into the Brussels sprout world.
Okay, I will do that.
So if anybody is listening right now that works at Sunda, if you can deliver Styles and Roman some Brussels sprout salad, and Jen, come on down and eat it with us, all right?
I will do that.
It'll change your life. It'll really change your life, and you will open up to Brussels sprouts like you've never done before.
Okay, sounds good.
Jill, what about you? Brussels sprouts, are you a vegetable fan?
Yeah, I am a vegetable fan, and I've tried them with bacon, and that's what got me into it. It's really, really good if they're seasoned well.
There's nothing like a vegetable when you put bacon to make it unhealthy, right? I mean, it's like, you know, vegetables are good on their own, but you throw some bacon in there and we're good.
Well, then you've got your protein and you're still eating the veggie.
Jill, the way you think sometimes.
You know what? You got to do what you got to do, man.
It's 7:58.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.